I got some information about your movement, and I'm a minister of a Protestant church here in Holland. In that information I got of you, I've read that you are very much concerned about the gap there is between what we men can do and our moral possibilities. Well, that's a tremendous thing, but do you see a solution for that gap? And do you see a solution in a way that together with the churches in Holland, perhaps, we can go away together?
Very good. But I think better have your question translated into your own language first, because there would be some who do not understand English, and for whose sake my answers will be translated into Dutch by Mr. Hamid. Or Mr. Hebatunur, Frakan. So you yourself translate your question into Dutch, then my answer will be translated also as well.
I will try it as well. Thank you.
Yes.
Mijn vraag was dus dat ik in de informatie over de Ahmadiyya-beweging gelezen heb dat er een kloof is tussen wat wij mensen kunnen aan technische mogelijkheden en een, wat we moreel kunnen dragen. Er ligt een enorme kloof tussen. En mijn vraag aan de...
Yes, please.
Was of hij een weg ziet om die kloof te dichten en of hij een weg ziet die, ja, ik zou haar zeggen, de godsdiensten samen kunnen gaan. Ik heb de vraag wat toegespitst op de kerken hier in Nederland, omdat we in die situatie zijn. Dat was mijn vraag.
You see, this is a very important and relevant question and... The correct answer and correct approach to this problem can save many heartburn to the modern society. The fact is that there is a growing generation gap between older generations and the younger generations. Why that gap is taking place without fully understanding the causes responsible for that, we cannot address the question of rehabilitating the morality, because for successive generation it is this gap alone which is responsible for breaking up the moral fiber of each generation more and more. So the generation which passes out is more moral in comparison to the generation which takes over, and the generation which then will pass out will be better in moral standards than the generation they would leave behind. This is because there is no link, no bondage strong enough between parents and children, between elders and the juniors of the families. And the societies inherit the problems from the families. The focal point must remain the family. Without attending to the problems of the family, we can never even dream of reforming the society. So, in my opinion, I have made a very deep study into the problem. I don't want to take too much time, but briefly, I'll just explain one important point. For the last some 100 years, there has been a growing gap between the beliefs in Christianity and practices in Christianity. The whole the problem began at that period in time when the church leaders began to accept people in Christian fold, whatever they did, only as long as they did not defy and challenge the doctrines. Later on, a period came when even the doctrines were defied and still you could remain a Christian as long as you could call yourself a Christian, whatever you believe, whatever you do. Even those who have been saying horrible things, unacceptable to any human being, about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, are still holding church offices. So what you do is your concern. What you call yourself is the concern of the church. That is what we have been reduced to ultimately. All this has been abetted and further advanced by the so-called concept of liberty. This has damaged our moral fiber much more than anything else, any one single thing. Whenever you discuss anything with the youth of today, the first question is, why? What have you got to do with it? Why should I remain confined to that particular code of life? And those whys cannot be answered sufficiently by everyone to convince the person as to why it is good for him and for the society. So the ignorance on the part of leaders as to why should we behave in a manner, why ultimately it is good for the society, is also causing great havoc, great disorder in the life of people. Now the liberty has become so popular that it has lost its orientation and its direction. You can't proceed unlimitedly on the path of liberty, because a time would come when you will have to be liberated from everything good as well. Liberty is a question which should be understood and analyzed before we address this problem. So all these things are related. This is why I said it's a very complex issue, but I will try to be very brief to discuss different aspects. When I toured America for the first time in 1978, I discovered the dyskrasia with which the society was suffering, and I knew the direction they were taking. The youth, everybody I met, even the older people, they said, we are a liberated nation. The sanctity of individual freedom is highly emphasized in America as nowhere else in the world. And this is in which we take pride. I said, all right, I respect your pride in this liberty, but liberty to what extent? I remembered the saying of a British parliamentarian who was discussing this issue with an opponent who was preaching liberty, even full liberty. He said, yes, I agree with the concept of liberty, but your liberty, boundaries of your liberty to strike with your hand with your arm ends where the boundaries of my nose begin. My nose has a boundary. Your hand is free to do whatever you please, but its liberty would stop at that boundary, not beyond. Now, this is quoted as a joke, but it has a very deep wisdom. Total liberty is only the prerogative of God. And that's so because He can exercise that liberty with wisdom. So unless the person is absolutely wise, he cannot be absolutely free. This is the point which the modern society fails to understand. So, being so, they must draw their wisdom from God to exercise more liberty safely for the society. Otherwise, the concept of liberty will be miscarried and will create problems for the society. So today, the concept of liberty to enjoy yourself, okay, go ahead and enjoy yourself, break this taboo, break that taboo. You know what it has ended up into? The abuse, child abuse. Pornography, crime related with the players, sensual players, and it has lost all bearing and all common sense in the name of liberty. A few days ago, I watched with horror a television interview in which homosexuals were discussing things with some moderators on one side, and on the other side were pornographers, who were making horrid pictures of distorted sex players and this and that, which was it was a torture to watch even a small scene. And somebody, some leader from the church was also present, and when he questioned about the wisdom of this thing, the person who was responsible for these horrid crimes, he turned back to him, he said, Are you God? Who are you?
Yes.
I am free, you are free. Do whatever you please and I do whatever I please. You have no right to enter my liberty, the area or the boundaries of my liberty. So this distorted concept of liberty, this generation gap where the older generations have not been able to transfer their concept of values to the younger generations, and this concept of liberty has further broken the family ties with the fact ultimately that the families are broken up units living artificially together. Gone is the time when there was a warm, deep bondage between mother and child, father and child, uncles, aunts, and so on and so forth. There was a warmth of feeling, an inward-looking tie and attraction and gravitation, which kept the center of gravity in the middle of a family. We went out, of course, to enjoy ourselves a few moments of individuality, but always returned with pleasure and looked forward to returning to the family, because we knew there was sincerity, there was warmth, there was truth, there was genuine love. Now the things have completely changed because of a few series of generation gaps I discussed. Now to return to homes is a torture for many. It's a compulsion which can't be avoided. You have ultimately to return to your bed because you are tired and you are exhausted and you can't live anymore outside. So the home is reduced to this. The home is the ground for morality, in fact. If there is no home, there will be no morality. That is what has to be rehabilitated and protected, and that can only be done if generation gaps are removed and a crusade is started to rehabilitate these fundamental values of which I am talking. The day before, yesterday, I spoke in my sermon exactly on this issue, as to Islamic approach of how families are to be protected and built, and how society should benefit from a group, a collection of families who are bound strongly with genuine ties of mutual love, which has no sensual background, just pure love. So there's so much else which can be said, but I hope this answer should be sufficient for the time being.
Well, it's, thank you very much.
Please.